Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I was reading this morning in Hebrews, and it's just funny, man. Like when you start to hear the word and work it, and you know, right now I'm reading this book, like I keep talking about. What's going on is it's really opening my eyes. Like, man, there's a lot in here that I have not even really touched on, that I haven't for myself read or been interested in. Well, there's a lot in the word. And there's a lot of that. I mean, when you start getting into this stuff, there's so much that can be learned, and there's so much you can go over. And if you get to the point where God kind of moves you to teaching, you got to know it. And you got to know it for the people you're teaching. That makes sense. So anyways, that's the struggle that I've been going through right now. I mean, there's so much in here, and you got to learn it, man. You got to learn it for yourself. You got to know what's going on. But anyways, I was reading in Hebrews chapter 11, and if you go to 11 verse 1, it says, "Now faith is them that believe." To have faith is having that confidence. "Now faith is the substance," or that which lies at the foundation of a matter, "of things hoped for," or "expected for," "the proof," or "the evidence," "of things not seen." Faith is believing or having a firm conviction in things that are not seen. There are things that are hoped for, that are expected. And it's the foundation of that. What do you believe in? What are you hoping for? Are you hoping for things that God has for you? Are you hoping for things that God promises you? Or are you hoping for things that you want? I mean, there's a balance there, man. There's a very fine balance. Now, it goes through this. What I love about this is it goes through a lot of believers, a big cloud of witnesses, of people who believed. And if you go to verse 3, it says, "Through faith we understand that the ages were framed or prepared by the word, that by the spoken word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." Which is wild, is the people that believe God are still being spoken of. Their faith is still being spoken of today. Think about that. Imagine thousands of years later that people speak of you and your faith. I mean, time is flippant. Time is just kind of goes. And the things that matter to us are not things that are going to matter hundreds of years later, thousands of years later. Yet these people and the believing that they had, God chose them to be remembered because it's in His word. It's incredible. Verse 5, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death." Now, this does not say he never died. He didn't see death. He wasn't around death. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God hath translated him, or moved him. For before his translation he had this testimony that pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently search him out, or diligently seek him. And I want to go over that again, because is it of works? No. No. But without faith, and that's having that firm reliance or belief, it is impossible to please God. You have to have faith. You got to believe what's in here. I mean, I keep talking about that promises, how, you know, God says something and it's going to happen. And there's so many things in here, like if you believe the word and you believe what it says, you believe that contentions, little arguments, fill up the dam, and what breaches the dam is the strife. But if you don't have the little arguments, the well won't be full. That is a biblical principle. You're not going to have the big arguments if you get rid of the small ones. It's better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. It doesn't matter what man teaches. It doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what the word says. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire by what's pursued thereby. It's not about what you're pursuing. It's about living and seeing what's around you now. There's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of your labor. That's what God says. You have to believe what God says and wrap your mind around it so that when you are thinking, I'm not blessed, yet you're eating well and you're drinking well and you're enjoying the good of your labor, who's wrong? Where are you? What do you think about? Where do you put your heart? Again, your heart is the seat of your distinctive character. It makes you you. So whatever you think about is who you are. Who are you as a person? Where are you in your life? Where do you put your trust? And what do you believe in? Finally, again, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Don't forget that. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, biblical, not to Jesus Christ, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can go to you. I pray that you continually open up your word and show me the truth of it and where to go, and that it's out from you and not from man, Father. I thank you that we can go in every direction and how much you blessed my family and blessed our lives. I pray for the new business that you continually grow that. I pray for the business, our other business, that continues to have growth, and that the people that we work with are blessed and the product keeps getting better and better. I thank you for the abilities that you've given each and every one of us, for your Son and what he did for us, and the Holy Spirit that we have. I'm very thankful for that. I pray for your believers today that you just take care of them. And I'm just very grateful for you. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.